Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Already had the woman at Cannon. To give you a rundown of this division, you have Girton W1, then Selwyn, Magdalen, Fitz, Homerton, Christ, Lady Margaret, Emmanuel, Lucy Cavendish and Hughes Hall combined, Sydney Sussex, Robinson, Jesus, Newnham, Pembroke, Corpus Christi, first and third, and Darwin. And the race is underway. Girton approaching me now. They started off in third, but they've bumped up to head of W2. They're going to want to keep off Selwyn. But Selwyn are beginning to close the gap on Girton already. There's about a boat length in it. But it looks like Girton are trying to pull away now. There's still about a boat length in it as they come away from the start. Girton looking very strong. Selwyn coming past. And between Selwyn and Magdalen, there is about 2.5 to 3 boat lengths. Probably about 3 boat lengths now. There's a big gap between them. But the interesting one at the top of this division is Selwyn, because Selwyn are closing incredibly fast on Girton here. I would suspect that that bump will come just round the corner, possibly up by Grassy. Further back in the division, we have Fitz, who are being closed down by Homerton. There is about half a boat length in it now. Again, that looks like a likely bump coming there. Then between Homerton and Christ, there's about 2 boat lengths. Big gap between them. But as I say, the two interesting bumps at the top of the division here at the moment are Selwyn, who are closing rapidly on Girton, and Homerton, who are closing rapidly on Fitz. So that's fifth closing on fourth there and second closing on first. Then between Christ and Lady Margaret, there's about 5 or 6 boat lengths in it now, even at this early stage. Big gap there. But then between Lady Margaret, Emmanuel and Lucy Cavendish and Hughes Hall combined, they're all very close here. Between Lady Margaret and Emmanuel, you have about a boat length. And between Emmanuel and Lucy Cavendish and Hughes Hall combined, there's about half a boat length in it now. Again, that could be one to look forward to. Tim, I'll throw up to you at Grassy Corner to see what's going on up there.
I'm at Grassy Corner. I can see Girton W1 holding about half a length away. Selwyn took a slightly better line around the corner, but Girton are holding them off and pushing into the gut. There's then a good 2.5-3 lengths before Magdalen, so Selwyn really accelerating there. There's been a bump behind that. I can see people pulled in. I can see Fitz pulled into the bank, so I think Homerton have bumped Fitz and Christ are coming through. Jack, can you see something?
I can indeed. I can confirm that there has been a bump between Lucy Cavendish and Hughes Hall combined, who have bumped up on Emmanuel W2. Then coming past me now, we have Jesus W2, who are being closed down by Newnham. There's about half a boat length between them now. That could be another bump to look forward to. And we've also had another bump very close to the start now. I'll try and work out who this one is. Corpus Christi W1 look like they have bumped up on Pembroke. Yes, I can confirm there that Corpus Christi W1 have bumped Pembroke. W2 there. They're both pulling into the bank and getting out of the way there. And also behind them, it looks like first and third may be under pressure from Darwin here. Darwin looked to be closing quickly. And I suspect this will be another bump very close to the start here. There is the boat ends are practically touching now. The Cox. Yeah, the Cox has conceded there. Right, first and third have been bumped by Darwin. So I'll throw back up to Grassy Corner. That's all we've got on the first straight at the moment.
So going out to my sight, Girton was still holding the line against Selwyn. There's still not been a bump there. You'll have to go to Tim to see if anything's going past there. Everything else, I think, is coming past me at the moment. Can't see any more bumps. It looks like Newnham are getting very, very close to Jesus coming around the outside of Grassy. Tim, can you any more news on Girton and Selwyn?
Yes, so Girton came through, both of them just come through Ditton onto the long reach. Selwyn were closing down Girton on the way in, but it looks like it's opened up to a quarter or half a length as they come out. This could be very exciting down the reach. I'm going to keep following that. Behind them, I've got Magdalen and then nothing. So what's happened there?
So on Grassy, that's Newnham W2 have bumped Jesus on the outside of Grassy. And there's a big gap behind them as well, which is a good thing because Newnham are currently halfway across the river. I think that's Peterhouse I can see at the very back. So I presume everyone else in between has bumped out. But that's everything else gone through grassy apart from Peterhouse now. So any news?
So, following down onto the straight, it looks like this race is still going on. So Gerson are valiantly trying to keep their position at the top of this division there. They're rowing strongly. The Selwyn boat are taking quite a significantly wide line, much wider down the long straight. And behind them, Magdalen are, they must have a couple of lengths. So they're not going to catch anyone. Next, I've got Christ's coming past me now. They've got a lot of clear water down to Magdalen in front of them, but they're still rowing hard. Behind them, LMBC, this is about 5 or 6 lengths, maybe more in this one. So I suspect they're going to be rowovers for them. I assume this means that Homerton have bumped Fitz somewhere on the course. Any details on that?
I saw yes. Homerton bumping Fitz just coming out of first post, I think. It looks like Fitz to the inside just before grassy.
Okay, and the next crew I can see are Sydney W1, which must mean that Lucy Cavan-Hughes Hall W1 have bumped up on Emma W2 somewhere. And then behind them, Robinson are chasing. There's two or three lengths. Well, no, more lengths than this. This looks like we're going to have some rowovers here as well as the boats. There's quite a lot of space in this division towards the bottom as they come down the straight. I suspect the only action is going to have been right up at the top and whether Selwyn caught Gerton before the finish. But I can't see that from where I'm stood, so I will bring you those results when I get down to the control tent in a little while. But for now, Jack, do you want to give us a rundown of the provisional results as we've called them?
I can indeed. I can give you some provisional results for W2. So Gerton W1 and Selwyn W1 potentially rode over, but they may have bumped just up at the top. We'll get Tim to go and check that one for you. Magdalen W1 rode over. Homerton W1 bumped up on Fitz W1. Christ W2 and Lady Margaret W2 both rode over. Lucy Cavendish and Hughes Hall combined W1 and bumped up on Emmanuel W2. Sydney Sussex W1 and Robinson W1 both rode over. Newnham W2 bumped up on Jesus W2. Corpus Christi W1 bumped up on Pembroke W2. Darwin W1 bumped up on first and third W2. And Peterhouse look like they rode over as the sandwich boat. So lots of bumps in this division. Back to you guys in the studio.
Lent bumps. Bumps.
Cam FM.
Hello, Mike. Yes, I've got the results as we called them. At the top of the division, Gerton W1 survived. They've got all the way to finish. They will be rowing again in Division 1 shortly. So, hello them. Selwyn and Magdalen rowed over. Homerson W1 bumped up on Fitz W1. Christ W2, LMBC W2 row over. Hughes Hall and Lucy Cav bumped up on Emma 2. Sydney Sussex and Robinson 1 both rode over. Newnham W2 bumped up on Jesus W2. Corpus Christi W1 bumped up on Pembroke W2. Darwin W1 bumped up on first and third W2. And Peterhouse 2, the sandwich boat, rode over.